$6 million. And this is in thanks in part of the smart spending and planning by Harbor Beach's elected officials and city employees. It's because of this that Harbor Beach is able to afford projects to improve its waterfront, the bike path, parks, pavilions, new equipment for the DPW, smooth streets, and other amenities. And actually, a lot of those elected officials have some sort of connection to this team, whether it's a player or their coach or whatever. Okay, bonus to the bonus question, though. One of the perks of living in Harbor Beach is affordability. Breckenridge charges $6.33 per 1,000 gallons of water, $6.33 per unit. What is the commodity charge for 1,000 gallons of drinking water in Harbor Beach?
Well, you mentioned in the question that Harbor Beach is affordable.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with it being less, and I'm going to go with around, say, $3.
Well, you're very close. Actually, cheaper than that. $2.70 is just 42% of the cost of what Breckenridge charges.
Wow, okay.
But all right, we're about ready to start the national. But in the meantime, Dave Hansen, what are your three keys to today's game?
Well, we're all rooting for Harbor Beach to win this game. So number one thing they must do is control the clock. Find ways to keep the ball, keep your offense on the field, and not allow Breckenridge to score. Second thing, it all comes down to defense. Do not be distracted by what they do. Breckenridge does pre-snap. They're going to put guys in motion. They're going to do lots of different things.
Now we pause for the national anthem here in Chesaning, Michigan, being performed. All right, Dave Hansen, quickly here. What are your next two points for keys to today's game?
Yeah, keep in mind, we mentioned controlling the clock for Harbor Beach is going to be crucial in this game. But on defense, the second point was make sure that you're not distracted by pre-snap routine. Breckenridge will put a lot of guys in motion. They will run a lot of shotgun. They will move people around and try to get the ball into different players' hands constantly. The third piece, though, no big plays, and you can put this for both teams. They cannot allow the big plays to happen. Breckenridge just wants to score quickly and get that great defense back on the field. So if you're Harbor Beach, you have to prevent those from happening.
Current conditions in Chesaning, Michigan are 34 degrees with snow showers. They are calling for a 60% chance of snow this evening, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase, so I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Harbor Beach won the toss, elected to defer, and the Huskies will receive. Your officials today, a seven-man crew, now that we're in the state semifinals from Traverse City, all over the place here. Mark Stewart is your referee, your umpire, Larry Jacobs. Linesmen are Oliver Myers from Midland. Line judge is Jeff Bruner from Traverse City. And your back judge, Rich Robbins from Grayling. And then your downfield referees, Willis Pennington and Steve Kamen, both from Midland. Harbor Beach in their home black uniforms. Breckenridge in their navy pants, white jerseys with blue stripes down the side. Navy helmets with a gold face mask and numbers on one side. We're just about ready to kick things off here. Kicking off for Harbor Beach would be their nose guard on defense, Kendall Gentner, also the left guard on offense. Nice facilities here in Chesaning, Michigan, and we are ready to kick it off, and the state semifinals are underway. A big kick comes into the 14-yard line, brought in by number 21 for Breckenridge. That'd be Hunter Collins. Goes to the opposite side of the field, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line by Nathan Seaman, leading the charge for the Harbor Beach special teams. First and 10 for Breckenridge from the 26-yard line.
Nice start by Harbor Beach. Good kick coverage. They get 21. Hunter Collins, one of their playmakers on offense, one of the track stars you'll hear about, got him going going horizontally. Anytime you get one of them speedy guys going sideways, that's what you want. You don't want them getting up the field quickly, and the coverage team did a really good job, and Nathan Seaman's able to bring him down. So they'll have to go a long ways, 75 yards on this Harbor Beach defense. We'll see who can answer the bell first.
From the 26-yard line, Breckenridge, first and 10. Your quarterback would be Carter Staley in the pistol. Fumble on the first play, and Harbor Beach jumps on it at the by number 29, Devin Finkel, in the first turnover goes into the hands of Harbor Beach on the very first play of the game. Breckenridge was literally just getting into set in place, and they fumbled the snap, and it goes onto the turf, and Harbor Beach has a short field to work with from the 24-yard line.
Wow, can you say pregame jitters there? Number one, Cameron Valley takes, he's in slot. Number one, he's in slot, comes in motion. It's a jet sweep handoff. The running back in the backfield is the lead blocker, but right off his knee, the ball bounces away from him. Devin Finkel is able to find the loose football and jump on it, and all of a sudden, Harbor Beach takes over here right away to start this game.
Under center, Anderson, it's a handoff to Devin Finkel going down the left gap and gets out for about 2 yards. Tackle led by Garrett Fitzgerald. He's a starting linebacker, just a sophomore on this Breckenridge team. Heavy on the seniors, this Breckenridge Husky squad. Second down is 8 to go.
And just a couple yards there. Just a quick dive for Finkel right into the teeth of that defense. But what a play to start this game. We didn't get a chance to hardly even talk about it. Very fast turnover by Breckenridge. You can chalk that up to jitters. The snap was good. The handoff was good. I just think the running back got a little ahead of himself looking up the field. Devin Finkel takes advantage of it. And now Harbor Beach going to start with a tee. Now into the spread formation.
Anderson in the shotgun. Hands off to Devin Puff going around the right side trying to find a corner there. And he finds a little bit of a seam out beyond the 20-yard line down to about the 19-yard line. Tackled by Lucas Ebright, cornerback for Breckenridge. It's about a gain of, we would say, 3 yards on the play. Third down and 5 to go.
No question about it, 4-down territory for Harbor Beach. You got to take advantage of this, of the turnover that you were gifted to start this game, and it's 4-down territory. So on third down and 5, you do not need all 6 here, but 3 or 4 would be very nice. And Harbor Beach going to stick with the spread early with Anderson in shotgun formation. You got Puff to the left and Hessling to the right.
10.5 to play in the first quarter. Harbor Beach run this offense after a drive, and it's a handoff to Ethan Hessling. Coming around the left side, and Breckenridge is there to stop him in his tracks, led by number 45, Garrett Fitzgerald, linebacker. And now a fourth down and still 5, no gain on the play from the 19-yard line.
Yeah, if you're Ethan Hessling there, you're a north and south running back. You've got to turn it upfield and push the pile. He kicks it to the outside. He's not the speediest running back in the backfield. And when he goes sideways, those Breckenridge Husky linebackers gobbled him up for no gain. So now fourth down and 5 for your Harbor Beach. I know it's early in this game. Can't wait to see what Coach Shelby pulls out of the playbook already at the beginning of this game.
Working off the left hash, receiver wide to the left, 2 to the right, Anderson in the shotgun. 2 men on either side of him, those are the Devins. Anderson away in the snap, man in motion, and it's a pass, looking to his left downfield, and has Nathan Seaman. It is underthrown, and it is incomplete, and the Breckenridge defense holds strong. Harbor Beach held to just 5 yards in that first drive, and gives the ball back to Breckenridge deep in their own territory.
Now that receiver was open. This taps off to this Breckenridge defense. They did an excellent job of not being worried about the turnover. They get off the field without any harm done. But if Harbor Beach, Nathan Seaman was open. Michael Anderson short arms it. It comes up short. And as he tries to gain his footing and go down for the football, it hits the turf right in front of him. He had an open receiver to get that 5 yards. He has to make that throw if Harbor Beach wants to win this game. But if you're Breckenridge, it hits the turf safely. And now this offense will come back onto the field.
Harbor Beach going with a 4-man front in the shotgun. That'd be Staley. Hands it off to 21 up the middle, and he's breaking free of his first tackle and gets close to these sticks. A tackle made by Nathan Seaman. Hunter Collins gets out for about, we would say, 8, maybe even 9 yards out to about the 27, 28-yard line. Second down, 1 yard to go for Breckenridge.
Shotgun formation. We talked about those run pass options. It was a read option. The quarterback handed it off to his running back, Collins, and lets him do the rest. You're going to see Harbor Beach's secondary. You're going to see Jan. You're going to see Anderson. You're going to see some of those guys who played back. When they read the run, they're going to come up and make diving plays. That time, Michael Anderson had a shot in the backfield but missed, and Collins makes him pay for 8 yards.
And it's a quarterback keeper up the middle, and Evan Smiglinski is there to stop him in his tracks for no gain. But they're going to say the four progress got him out to the 29-yard line. I'm not sure how that's possible, quite frankly. They stopped him in the backfield, but they're going to say third down in less than a yard to go.
Yeah, give him a yard and a half or so. Maybe a generous spot per se.